One morning, the hamster we were keeping for some friends escaped and got into the squirrel cage fan of our furnace. The furnace kicked in, giving Hammy a ride that would beat anything at an amusement park. When I tried to help it, it tried to bite me. Finally, with leather gloves, I was able to place it back in its cage. People get into trouble too, and while God tries to bring them back to a place of safety and comfort, they kick and fight and try to bite the hand of the one who is trying to preserve them. Did you know that God has your best interest in mind? I'm quoting the Apostle Paul now. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Maybe you got stoned last night until you passed out, or cheated on your spouse, and the guilt is driving you up the side of the machine shed. God will forgive you if you ask. He longs to bring you back to the place of comfort. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curb for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you? Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, this Present Truth program. Again, it's Wednesday, the 29th of January, 2025. Here we are, zooming into the year already. 1 month is behind us. We're already a month into winter, a month and a week into winter. Spring is kind of, I can kind of smell, just almost sense spring up ahead. And zoom. It's amazing how quickly time flies. I was in the first hour at weekly, Monday through, from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. And the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Also, the first hour is archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com podcast section in the Present Truth site. First hour, I was mentioning the matter of the new coming world religion. The Catholic Church will play a big role. And 1.1 billion people being led by a black pope. And Francis is a Jesuit, and he is a globalist. Like I had mentioned, most Catholics don't have an idea what is globalism. They don't have a concept of what it is. He is the vicar of immigration. All the Arab people or the Muslim people moving into Europe, throughout the world. With the New World Religion, every religion will be included. Satanism, hedonism, Islam, I think I said that. Every religion. It will be coexist, except true Christianity. The people in the Catholic Church that are true believers will not be accepted. They're not invited. And this new world religion will include the greatest assembly of witches and devil worshipers ever in the history of mankind. And the center, the United States of America. The American people don't realize, they're not aware of what's coming. Many Christian people believe that 10, 20 years out, Christ may return 10, 20, 30 years into the future. The conditions in the world right now are screaming loudly that the world in its present state is a world in the ocean, and the winds and the waves crashing upon the societies, the economies of the world. Turbulent. Christ said there'd be turbulent times, like being put into your blender when you're making your smoothie. Turbulent. And everything, basically, that cannot float will sink. Turbulent times where sickness, disease, and these sicknesses and diseases will be man-made. They won't be natural. a time of plagues, diseases, pestilences. Pestilence doesn't mean necessarily like fleas or, you know, bugs, but it means something in within the human body, something inside, tiny little miniature or microscopic diseases. One of the main reasons for cancer, parasites. And I don't mean, you know, parasites that are a half an inch. These are microscopic. And they off-gas. They ingest and they expel. They eliminate. And it causes cancer. And then with Donald Trump meeting with, what was the guy's name? Starts with an A. Talking about AI, taking a blood sample, using AI, you look at what is in the blood, and you can sense if there are tumors or tumor cells, which will eventually turn to cancer cells. And using AI, you can find what is needed to kill the tumor, the cells that are going to be cancerous. You don't need that. God has already provided ways to heal if you can catch it soon enough, through naturally, through diet, through many different things. You don't need AI to, AI is the solution to cancer. AI, go in, have your blood tested. I'm going to come back and, for example, plagues being unleashed upon the nations of the world by men. Cain and Abel. Cain killing Abel. I'll be back in just a few minutes to continue with This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. Hey!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Thank you.
Greatest time in the history of man to be alive. Greatest time ever. Most turbulent, but still the greatest time ever. Now, concerning the Cain and Abel scenario, where Cain feels that he has a right to kill Abel, and the diseases here that the world that are being introduced to the people of the world, man-made in laboratories by the children of Frankenstein. This was 2 days ago out of childrenshealthdefense.org. On the 27th, vaccinated children have 170% higher level of being diagnosed with autism compared to unvaccinated children, according to a new peer-reviewed study. The study also found that vaccinated children had a 212% greater likelihood of developing a range of other neurodevelopmental disorders, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, epileptic seizures, brain inflammation, and learning disorders. This is why Vladimir Putin in Russia and why the European countries are doing what they can do to protect their children. China, the same. India, well, they're going along with Gates's plan. When a society offers its children to Molech, judgment will come. Doesn't necessarily have to come immediately, but it begins, judgment begins, and decay in the society begins, and the whole culture begins to rot, and then finally, destruction. According to the study, the childhood vaccination schedule is likely a significant contributor to the higher rate of autism and neurodevelopmental conditions in vaccinated children. The study of 47,155 nine-year-old children enrolled in Florida Medicaid program since birth was published on January 23rd. In Science, Public Health Policy and Law. Carl Jablonowski, PhD Senior Research Scientist for Children's Health Defense, he stated this in a paper, quote, is inignorably simple by the soundness of its method. It was very simple the way they put together this study. The hazards associated with severe childhood diseases is jaw-dropping. The reason I present this is because this is in the Bible. It's in the Bible in the book of Revelation chapter 6. There will be diseases, plagues, sickness. Sicknesses that there's no recovery from. And especially the decade, within the decade of Christ's return, there will be no solutions. This is a Mississippi-based Chalfont Research Institute. It hypothesized that childhood vaccination is associated with autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. Increasing numbers of vaccinations lead to a higher risk of autism. Vaccinated preterm babies are at a greater risk of neurodevelopmental disorders than unvaccinated babies. The study findings confirm the authors' hypotheses. Experts said that the results of the study cast doubt on governmental claims that vaccines are not linked to autism. Okay, we're speaking of autism. The vaccine propaganda campaigns operated by our regulatory agencies, pharmaceutical companies, and legacy media contribute to the claim that the link between vaccines and autism has been debunked, said epidemiologist Nicholas Holscher. He said his findings dismantle their narrative. Quote, the government has had its data for decades, professing safety while simultaneously refusing to study safety. The facade of U.S. governmental public health is crumbling, revealing a culprit of chronic disease in the country, willful ignorance. The authors, end of quote, the end of the authors of the study noted, the government-sponsored studies have not compared health outcomes in vaccinated versus completely unvaccinated children. Mawson and Jacob told the Defender they hope the government will initiate such studies. Don't hold your breath. It's one thing the government doesn't want to prove or to have any proof that its objectives have negative consequences for children or people in general. But this is what, in the world we live in, this is what Christ said we are to expect. Sickness, disease, no cures for the disease, at least none that will be, you know, the pharmaceutical companies will not tell you how you can heal yourself through diet. This doesn't touch on this study. It doesn't discuss the matter of what happens to people that have been given the, not just the vaccination, but the COVID vax. These vaccinations are a different creature. There's something as evil, but even more sinister. I've mentioned before that in these articles I've read, men that are vaccinated or women that are vaccinated, I'll put it this way, I'll back up. Either way, you have a male that's vaccinated, the female isn't. The male that's vaccinated, in his sperm, he is dumping fluids into his partner. I'm assuming it'll be female. And in that fluid, she is now contaminated. And, you know, the term shedding, they were discussing, can people shed the what is in these vaccinations? Can it be shed through breathing? And then they found out now that, yes, it can. The common cold can be transferred by somebody sneezing, coughing. And the same thing with what is in these vaccinations. And then the government has stated that, I think it was one of the pharmaceutical companies came out, I have it buried someplace, where people that have been injected now have added DNA to their DNA. They're Homo sapien. Homo sapien, which is now in the DNA, there is an added DNA structure from a fly or some other creature. And now that person is considered to be dual species or Homo sapien plus, and is completely a completely different species. And a male and female that have been vaccinated, if they have a child, that child is not considered to be human. It is a different species. That's just the black and the white. That's what I read. This is their wording. A different species. That child is not considered to be totally only human. Yes, it has human DNA, but it is also carrying other DNA from the father and the mother. So it is not totally human. It is another species. This is intentional. This is part of the transhumanism science, transhumanism, the new plan to create men or people that are more superior to their parents. It's so like the child, another species, might be, you might say, have evolved to a new level, much higher than their parents. Then you take two of these children, give them 20 years, male and female, they marry. These two species now create a new species. And the governments of the world, especially this country, I'll use America as the example, don't get Alzheimer's. Governments don't get Alzheimer's, sundowners. They don't have dementia. Everything is documented. Everything goes into a database. The husband and wife, at birth, they ask the parents, were you vaccinated? That goes on the chart. And they know that child, they take that blood immediately from that child, and it is stored, and they know exactly what that child is. The Born Identity series, the one with the actor, not Matt Damon, I forgot the other young man's name, but he's always pulling these vials, and they find out that he eventually virals off. The viruses they were giving him to make his muscles, you know, I don't know if he's superior in strength, and then they're working to add these viruses so that he will be more superior and increase his IQ. And eventually, both of the plans, what they're planning to do, are successful. He's stronger physically and mentally. He's sharper. It's real. This is real science.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
So we have with these individuals like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and the children of Frankenstein, these are the gods. They consider themselves to be gods. They are in a world of their own because they can create. And they won't stop. They will blend every DNA from every kind of creature known to create a new species. Species, they've added, what is it now? We have two strands in the DNA. They've added a third strand. And these creatures are a completely different species. Never known, never existed before. I was looking earlier at an article, and I've done a program on this before. I'll just mention it to you. Neanderthal man. And I have done research and study, not so much research, I guess study is research, on the Nephilim. Half angel, half human, the Greek gods. In the book of Genesis, where the fallen angels came and began to mate with women, and these women would abort these children from some of these studies of the different people that have looked into this. These women would abort. These were fallen angels, and these children are going to be massive. And they would abort these children, or these half angel, half human. They would abort them, leave them on the ground to die. They lived. They lived. They wouldn't die. You couldn't kill them. They have found some of these half human. They call them giants, and they have the DNA. And I suspected they've been putting some of this DNA from these Nephilim, half human, half angel, in some of the vaccinations. And I believe I remember seeing that they did find this DNA of Nephilim in some of the vaccinations. Then I suspected, I bet you they went back in the time before Adam, Neanderthal man, back 10,000 years, and they found some of these long, hairy, ape-like creatures that are more human than ape. I bet you they took that DNA, and I bet you they're putting it in vaccinations and some of these vaxes. I was just looking at my article in my other desk. Sure enough, they found DNA of Neanderthal man in some of these vaccinations. So you take a human DNA, you blend in Nephilim DNA and Neanderthal man DNA, and what do you have? You have a new species. And with the individual, male or female, or let's say male and female, they have an offspring, child. You got a child now with DNA from the parents, both of the parents, plus Nephilim, plus Neanderthal man. These people are playing God. These are the gods of our age. And they'll continue. They won't stop. They're going to, I think, in the book of Isaiah prayed, and I remember hearing this. There's another minister, Steve Quayle. I was listening to a program of his maybe 10, 12, 20 years ago, and they were talking about the, I forgot my thought. I'll remember. It had to do with Nephilim. I'll think about it. I forgot what I was going to present. I should have presented it and then mentioned Steve Quayle. But anyhow, with this matter of what they're doing, all of this DNA from these creatures and mixing it with human DNA. They're in bio labs everywhere all over the world. They're doing this science. And who knows what's going to come? Oh, I remember what Steve said in Isaiah. Isaiah, one of his prayers was, or his prayer was, Lord, do not let the giants live again. Meaning Nephilim. Do not let the giants live again. And Christ said in the book of Matthew 24, as it was back in the days of Noah, when there were giants, when there were Nephilim, when the angels were mating with women, it would happen again in the years before Christ returns. It is happening again. The giants are living again. This will be one of the curses upon mankind. And you have half human, half angel. I do know that the Chinese are... See, the Chinese, they have no... Here in the West, to a great degree, we have the laws of Moses, the laws of Christ, the teachings of Christ, the value of a man and a woman, the value of people. But in China, with a communist country that is godless, communism is godless. There is no God. The state is God. And when there is no God, then the government any type of new biotech, they will create whatever they can create. And I think China is creating, I don't know if you would say if they're human, if they're clones, if they're, I don't know. But something is happening in the book of Joel where there is something coming to the world. And these things appear to be somewhat human. And the world before them is like the Garden of Eden. And after they've gone through an area, it's like what you're seeing in Lebanon right now. Everything is just destroyed. I think this is coming out of China. I've been looking at it. I'll have to present it, think about it, present more about it in the future.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
All right. Again, weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, this present truth program. I found the Neanderthal Genome Project. This was out of Wikipedia. I have some other articles that I don't want to dig through just right now. Maybe I should. But they took the DNA from these Neanderthals and they have the DNA, And there was one article where I was reading, they decided to go ahead and inject it into for study purposes into people. It's available. And eventually, when they are able to recover some of this DNA, well, they're going to just let it sit. You know, they're not going to do anything with it. No. You know, as well as I do, that they want to find test subjects, and they want to test it. They want to see, you know, if it changes anything. And if they can do it, they try to take this DNA from the bones of these Neanderthals, and what will they do? They will try to bring it back to life. This is the world we live in. And Paul said in Isaiah, Lord, do not let the giants live again. They're going to live again. They're already alive. And these giants, superhuman strength, and I told you, I think it was about 3 weeks, a month ago, about these different giants that they have apprehended in Afghanistan. They're in the Sierra Nevadas. They had a team of about 12 military special ops go in and had to kill one of these things, brought a helicopter, put it on a net, pulled it up, took it away. Then in Yellowstone Park, these big steel 10 foot by 10 foot by 10 foot cages, they catch something. People that have stumbled upon them away from the trails, as they approach, they know there's something inside, and it's eerie. They feel this something very dark coming from them. Well, these things are fallen angels. These giants, half fallen angel. They find this big steel box. They go back, they walk, they leave, they come back another day, like the next day, and the steel box is gone. And nobody, there's no tracks. You know, if you, on the grass, you drive over a grass field, you know, wheat, or what do you call them, just the natural grass out in the forest, anything coming through there leaves tracks. Well, they go back to find that, look at that steel box again, it's gone. They didn't hear a helicopter come overnight, but sure enough, it disappears. The giants are living again. With the government, these special projects, it's got to be deep DARPA stuff. What do they do with the bodies of these things? What do they do with all of the DNA? Are they creating something somewhere? And the word Isaiah uses giants like plural. Don't let the giants live again. And Isaiah, he knew these giants weren't just like a hurricane coming through an area. No, these things were something very extremely, extremely evil. Very evil. Something that would affect mankind. And it's known that these things eat people. Their diet is people, animals, whatever. So this is the world we're in. This is the world we live in right now. This is real. With this genome project, these people have become gods. These people that are doing, creating these things in laboratories, bio labs. These people consider themselves to be God. And it's like doctors, they have to be very careful that they don't get this God complex. Doctors, if they're not, if they don't have a background in ethics and what is right, then some of these doctors, they just get to the point where they know everything and the patient knows nothing. The patient says, I feel something in my right leg and it feels like I broke a bone. And the doctor says, no, it's in your mind. Nothing wrong with you. It's all upstairs. This is what they do. The God complex in the medical profession. I know a guy by the name of, I don't know if you might know, Anthony Fauci. Well, there you go right there. He is more powerful than the federal government. But maybe, God willing, maybe he'll go to jail. Forever.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
This past year has been one of the hardest in MyPillow's history. It's because of you that we're making it through. My employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by extending our wholesale prices on classic MyPillows. Get standard classic MyPillows, only $14.98. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Only $14.98. But it gets even better. Upgrade to a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.98. King-size only a dollar more. Get my body pillows $29.98 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of these wholesale prices, including my standard-size MyPillow, originally $49.98, now only $14.98. Queens $18.98. King's only a dollar more. Not only that, order $75 or more, ship absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Thanks, America!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, I'm going to close with an article out of Red Station Nation. There was an open AI researcher. He quit because he didn't want to be involved in creating what AI is going to possibly, the effects of what AI is going to do. Stephen Elder, former safety researcher at OpenAI, resigned. Chilling deep fears about the rapid pace of artificial intelligence development its potential risk to humanity. Adler, who worked at OpenAI for 4 years, took to X, formerly Twitter, to express his concerns, questioning whether humanity will survive long enough for him to raise a family or plan for retirement. "I'm pretty terrified by the pace of AI development these days," Adler wrote. "Even if the lab truly wants to develop AGI responsibly, others can cut corners to catch up, maybe disastrously. This pushes all to speed up. No lab has a solution to AI alignment today." Adler's departure comes amid increasing security of OpenAI and the broader AI industry. Questions about the ethics and safety of artificial general intelligence have been heightened by the death of another former AI researcher, Sucher Balaji, in November. Supposedly, I remember reading this, who reportedly died by suicide. Nope. Balaji had turned whistleblower, sparking allegations about restrictive non-disclosure agreements within OpenAI. He got the flu. Critics like UC Berkeley professor Stuart Russell have likened the AGI race to a race towards the edge of a cliff, warning of catastrophic consequences and systems smarter than humans that are, when they're unleashed without proper controls. What will happen when they're unleashed without proper controls? Adler echoed similar sentiments, saying the industry is stuck in a bad equilibrium where the rush to dominate AI innovation outweighs safety precautions. People will do, my own thought here. No moral restrictions, you will destroy. If you don't have the ability to drive a 1,000 horsepower Mercedes, you better not get in it. OpenAI, led by CEO Sam Altman, has faced a mix of praise and criticism for its AI ventures, including the recent launch of ChatGPT, government for U.S. government agencies. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has pledged to repeal Biden-era policies that he claims hinders AI innovation, vowing to ensure that American AI development aligns with common sense and national priorities. AI is here to stay, but I have to go. I will be back tomorrow for this Present Truth program, 11 a.m., on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored, especially in a time when the George Soroses of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio? The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.